team of researchers at Lausanne's Federal Institute of Technology, with the support of Swiss space shuttle veteran Claude Nicollier, has decided that it's time to clean up space, or more precisely, to collect some of the hundreds of thousands of pieces of floating debris orbiting the Earth, and serving no purpose other than to threaten spacecraft and satellites passing by. The space litter includes parts of jettisoned rocket stages, the odd abandoned satellite, solar cells, paint flakes, and solid fuel. Simon Bradley touched down at the Institute's Space Centre to find out how the scientists want to manage the big cleanup. So Simon, just how bad is this space junk problem?
Well, let's just say that the problem of space junk is not a new one. Since Sputnik 1 was first launched in 1957, there's reportedly been some 4,700 launches, which have put some 6,000 satellites into orbit. But only about 800 of these are still supposed to be operational, and some 200 of the total have exploded in orbit. And we know that every year now, about 100 new satellites are put up in space. So the problem is that you have all these aging satellites up there, which result in collisions every now and again, and the fragments from the collisions have resulted in even more fragments. Something like 600,000 pieces of space litter currently orbit the Earth, the worst of them at an altitude of about 700 to 900 kilometres above the Earth's surface. And according to Muriel Richard, the deputy director of the Swiss Space Centre, who I spoke to in Lausanne, the situation is certainly not getting any better.
If by 2020 nothing is done, we will really start the cascade effect, and the collision between debris will be more and more probable, each collision creating thousands of debris, and so increasing even more the probability of encounters of those debris. And so we get into this exponential effect, an exponential number of debris in space. This analysis done in 2006 showed that we need to go up in space and remove between 5 and 15 debris, big ones, per year starting in 2020.
Space scientists agree that the major risk is not to humans on Earth, although there are reports that about one piece of space junk lands on the Earth every day. But the major risk is actually to space missions and to satellites. Now, among all these 600,000 plus pieces of space litter zipping around, most of them are incredibly small. But even though they're tiny, smaller than a tennis ball, most of the debris is zipping around at huge, tremendous speeds of up to 35,000 kilometres an hour. I spoke to Swiss astronaut Claude Nicollier, who has seen the risks at first hand.
As long as there are small craters, it's okay. I mean, the thickness of these windows of the space shuttle was about 7 centimeters. So if you have a crater of 3 millimeters, it's not a big deal. But we know that these were small debris and there are larger debris. And we just hope we won't have a 10 centimeter debris impacting one of these windows at 10 kilometers per second, because that would be fatal.
So, Simon, what are the solutions?
Well, there's international consensus that something really needs to be done about this. And a number of organisations, including the German, the Russian and the European space agencies and NASA, are working on the international space debris problem. But the Swiss hope to be the first to actually become operational.
And what exactly is the Swiss project? What are its objectives?
The Clean Space One project aims to be the first prototype in a family of cleanup satellites. Now, the initial space mission will be to target and deorbit one of two Swiss satellites known as the Swiss Cube or the TI satellite. And this will involve firing the so-called janitor satellite of the EPFL, which is a small 30 centimetre by 10 centimetre by 10 centimetre satellite into space on board either an Indian or a European Vega rocket. And the satellite will then have to locate one of these other, which it wants to deorbit, precisely line up with the target. And of course, all this is at 28,000 kilometres an hour, 600 kilometres above the Earth. And it then has to grab and stabilise the satellite using a specially developed sort of tentacle-like gripping mechanism. Now, finally, once it's secured the piece of junk, it'll deorbit the redundant satellite. This is done by firing up the engines so that they both fall back into the Earth's atmosphere together, burning up on re-entry. The whole project is incredibly complex, as EPFL scientist Anton Ivanov explained to me.
After launch, it has to attain a certain orbit. We have to locate the satellite. Then we have to establish communication, run certain tests, and that will probably take between 2 weeks and 1 month to make sure that we can orient it correctly. Then there is a phase when we search for debris. That will take probably another couple of months because we need to establish which debris we have to establish our orbit and then make calculations that we optimize fuel that we have on board to approach the satellite. So it's probably another 2-3 months and because we will have to develop an optimal transfer orbit and then we deorbit. And deorbiting is very fast. So you just make an impulse and then boom. It goes. The actual rendezvous will probably take a week, so within 6 months we should be done.
So far, we don't even have a prototype to show. So what is the timeline for this project?
Well, the researchers hope the satellite will be up in the skies by 2016, 2017. But of course, first they need to find the necessary partners and the finance for this $11 million cleanup project. Now, if all goes to plan, they hope the prototype will be the first in a family of space janitors that can then be commercialized to clean up some of different sized satellites up there in the skies.
Simon Bradley reporting from Lausanne.